My passage of scripture this morning is Luke 12:48, and I'm not going to quote even the whole verse, but basically what Luke 12:48 says is, to whom much is given, much shall be required. And in the context, Jesus was speaking to those people who had heard him directly, those who had the privilege of being with Jesus, and also those who had instruction and knew what they were supposed to do, in contrast to those who didn't know as much. So those who didn't know as much, if they ended up in hell, they wouldn't have as bad a spot in hell as somebody who knew more and resisted more of God's will. I think it applies to, though, to people who have not only given the privilege of light, and I have certainly had that. I've been to 3 different seminaries. The first one, Bethel Theological Seminary in St. Paul, kind of a little bit liberal seminary, didn't stand with the inerrancy of Scripture, and I only spent a couple quarters there, and yet at least I learned something. I saw what not to believe, and I saw that even in the church there were people who didn't believe the Bible. Additionally, after that, I went to Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and that's where I got my MDiv. That school was better because they did stand with inerrancy, and yet the third one was the best for me because it Reformed Theological Seminary was where I was theologically, and I got almost straight A's there. I could have been an honor student if my Master Theology degree had such a thing. And so I've been privileged with what I've had opportunity to learn. In my last little house, I had such a library, the house really couldn't hold it. I built bookshelves on the walls and started having to get rid of a few books. And now my house is so big that my library, separate room for a library, has more than enough space for all my books. How many of those books have I read? Well, I've read some, probably, of almost all the books. But the majority of the books I have not read all completely. And God has been good to me. I've seen and learned a lot of things. And with all I have, I'm one of those, I believe, as many of you are, to whom much is given, much will be required. As far as light is concerned, I think we live in an age, even though we're not right here with Christ physically among us, we have Bibles, multiple Bibles in our language if we're in America, if we speak English, and even if we speak another language, there's almost certainly a Bible written in our language and maybe one or two. Not only that, but we have Bibles online, we have Bibles on our phones, we have Bibles where somebody with a dramatic voice can read them to us, and sermon audio. You can listen to sermons all day and all night if you wanted to. And we live in a land, at least right now, where we still have freedom of religion, even though it looks like it may be attacked. That's even more reason. Get the word now while you can still get it, before there might be persecution. One of the reasons I'm preaching this was yesterday I was using my imagination. I was thinking of something that I didn't even know existed. Partly because I'm privileged where I am in my home to have a pool and have children with me. thought of teaching the Bible in the pool. And what would you need for that? Well, I already did. I've got a couple times because of memorization. I have a verse memorized and I can do that from there. But what would it be like if there was a waterproof Bible available? So I went on Amazon yesterday and looked up waterproof Bible, and there it was. There are waterproof Bibles. Even Jesus probably didn't even have one of those. We are privileged to the max. We can buy ourselves waterproof Bibles. Reading one of the reviews on Amazon, the man was talking about relaxing in his hot tub with his waterproof Bible. He also is one to whom much is given and much will be required. We in America, I believe, most of us are richer than the rest of the world, and I believe that's because of God's blessing, because Christian people founded this nation. And much will be required of us, even us who are still believers today, because there's so much of the Bible all around us, even though our nation is no longer claiming to be a Christian nation, even though our government has kicked the Bible out of schools and out of government and prayer out of schools and out of government, still much is going to be required of us because we are still privileged. Part of my reason for preaching on this particular passage is Sunday I'm going to preach on Revelation chapter 6 verses 12 through 17, the second coming of Christ. And his first coming is not going to be like, his second coming is not going to be like the first coming. His second coming is not gentle Jesus. He doesn't come in a manger, but he comes in power. Every eye will see him, it says in Revelation 1:7. And then the people, when they see the Lamb, they will cry out to the rocks and to the mountains to fall on them because of the face of him who sat on the throne, God the Father, and the wrath of the Lamb. It goes into detail about kings and powerful people and different rulers, rich people, but also poor, and slaves will be fearful in that day. It doesn't say hypocrites. It doesn't say those who were privileged. And yet, I think if we're very privileged and we're not using that privilege to serve the Lord, we can question if we're truly saved. And we should. Surely there is great grace, even to hypocrites, even to those who have so much. And I'm hoping for that great grace, because I don't think I've lived up to the privileges I have. I just pray that God will enable me in the rest of my time on this earth to live up more and more to the privileges he's given me by his grace, that I might serve him in a way that pleases him, that in a way that honors him, in a way that shows a zeal that is more like Christ's, who came to this world in a very humble way, in a way where during his life he says the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. That's certainly not me right now. I have more than a hole. And I pray that I use what I have to his glory and his praise. And what I've been given I pray that you'd help me, Lord, to use for you. And those who hear me who are also privileged, I pray for you. Live your life. Give your things. Use your talents for Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your word that speaks to us where we are. And Father, for those who have been given much, and almost everyone in America is rich compared to those outside of our country, and almost everyone in America, even today, even with religion being attacked and not what it was 50 years ago, we still have an abundance of Bibles. We still have an abundance of churches. Not all of the churches are faithful and good, but plenty of them are. And even the ones that are not totally faithful, you can still hear the word there. Usually you can. Father, I pray for myself that you'd help me to use my privileges for your honor and glory, for my friends and family, for our church, and for everyone who hears this message, especially those who to whom much has been given. We pray you'd help us to honor you with what we have. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.